Blog Talk Radio.
We want to welcome all of you joining us from the Blog Talk today, and from all of you to all of you all over the world, from every church affiliation, church denomination, people from all walks of life, from every economic strata, and from everywhere. We just want to just thank God for you. We are aware that we have many, many, many great people on this line, and we do honor you and praise God for you. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, I consider it the greatest honor of my life just to be able to talk to you. You are God, Jehovah. You sit high and you look low. And so, Lord, because you're so wondrous and so amazing and so great, we applaud you, Lord. And we accept your guidance and acknowledge you. God, we adore you. Appreciate everything that you've done. We applaud you so greatly, Lord. We bless your holy name. And God, we glorify you, honor you. We say Hosanna to your holy name. And hallelujah. And all of our jubilation be unto thee. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you for your grace and mercy. We commit our lives to you and cherish you, God. Celebrate your holy name. Then we dedicate our lives to you, Lord. We exalt you, esteem you, and extol thee. How worthy you are to be extolled. We magnify you, praise you, proclaim your holy name. Oh, my God, thank you for what you've done and for what you're going to do. In the name of Jesus, God, all of our respect is for you. We revere you and reverence you, God. And we accentuate your commandments on our life. We just bless you. We ask for forgiveness for any sins, anything that you didn't like. Forgive us, Lord. We seek to be like you. There's nobody like you, Lord. Nobody that can anoint us. Nobody can affect our lives like you. Nobody can answer our prayers. Nobody can clean us up like you and cleanse our hearts and give us a clean heart but you, Lord. No one can deliver us and hear our prayer. We pray to you. We just honor you. Pray that you bless this prayer line in ultra awesome way. We surrender the prayer line to you. Holy Ghost, please take control. You're welcome in this place. Oh, God, God, God. Give us insight, amen, that we might be wiser to do your will and make wiser decisions. Lord, for all the people, please help us and bless us. Make us strong. We pray, open doors that have been closed in our faces. Oh, God, thank you, thank you. Overflow us with your love and your peace, we pray. And then, Lord, protect us. Protect every person on this prayer line. God, when the enemy would come to sift them as wheat, let your protecting hand be there in the name of Jesus. You are our perpetuation. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Lay your hand on us, Lord, and touch us with your finger of love. And bless every person on this prayer line everywhere. Bless their homes. Bless their family. Bless that boy and that girl, that man and that woman. God bless. In the name of Jesus, God, I receive these things for my life too, as well as theirs. The blessings of the Lord make it rich and added no sorrow. I receive it. And thank you for it. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Give us a great day, every participant on the prayer line. Remember them, Lord, that they stepped out for you. And give them a bountiful blessing. In Jesus' name and for the glory of God, we utter these things and pray these things. And thank you for, oh God, thank you. In Jesus' name, thank God. Amen, and amen, and amen. And God bless all of you on the prayer line. Good morning to you. Are you awake? Good morning,
good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, all of you. Thank you, God. Thank you for every person on the prayer line this morning. Amen. And let's open up our mouths, all the things that the Lord did for you last night. Things, at least 1,000 heartbeats that you didn't get a chance to say thank you for any of them. Amen. So open your mouth this morning with me. As we give God praise and adoration, let's speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, praise your holy name. Let's give him praise and adoration. Amen. From every area code, let's give him praise and adoration. Thank you, Jesus, for what you've done. Let's do it right now. Amen. Let's praise him right now. Praise check, 912. Come on, 404-616-931-3801-847-9125 and so many others. Let's give him praise right now. Praise check. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. And it's so wonderful to hear your voice. I hope you had a wonderful Merry Christmas. I want to hear all about it. Amen. On Christmas morning, we were here. Amen. And God bless the prayer line. We had a great, great, great time. Just so much fun. Many of you all were singing on Christmas morning. Amen. Bless us with so many songs and so many praise reports. I know the Lord bless your Christmas. I know he blessed mine. Bless Ambassador Lady Betty's. And we just want to hear all about it. Amen. Give the praise and glory to God for what he did for you over the weekend. Amen. Even on Christmas for sure. And the Lord bless you and keep you. I want to ask one of you, amen, why don't y'all get the praise report this morning? Amen. It would be so nice. Evangelist Peel, are you there? You are?
Yes, I am.
Amen. God bless you this morning. Would you get those praise reports for us? Give yours. Tell what the Lord did for you. Tell us what he did for you and then ask for other praise reports. God bless you. The line is open to you.
Thank you so much, Dr. Johnson. God has been so good to me all this year. And the real connection has been together with all the pastors, all the ambassadors, all the ambassador elects, all the mothers of Zion, connected with them on this prayer line. Improve my spiritual growth, have brought me through many struggles, trials, and tribulations. Bless my grandchildren, especially my autistic grandbaby, and also my autistic son. God placed him in the best group home in Illinois, right about three blocks from where I'm currently living. God has been so good. The burdens were tough, hard, and rough. But yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I fear no evil. God brought me through, not around it. Oh, I didn't go around it. God gives us the strength and the grace to walk through all of our problems, trials, temptations, or whatever. He has been so good. He has stirred us all. He's brought all of us through something. All of us through many trials and tribulations. today I'm happy and I'm grateful for all of you, and may God bless all of you. Thank you, Dr. Johnson.
You're welcome. God bless you. Why don't you open up the prayer line for us and ask for other praise reports? Yeah, why don't you open up the prayer line for us and ask for other praise reports? Thank you, Jesus.
You talking to me, Dr. Jones?
I sure am.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we are so grateful for everyone. This prayer line is open up for others to give their praise reports. Bless your name. Glorify your name for the year we'll go enter and out of, and for the coming year that we are going to enter into. Because, Lord, you have prepared us. You've prepared us for this journey by connecting together, praying together, staying together, exhorting each other, encouraging each other. Oh, it gave us strength. And Lord, keep everyone with your joy. Now this prayer line is open for everyone, praise the Lord, to give your praise report and praise God as never before. Thank you.
Amen. My name is Minister Ronnie Richardson, 616 area code. I just want to thank the Lord for delivering me. I had some bad kidney stones, and I prayed, and I said, Lord, this is not my Christmas present. And my mother, God bless her soul, my mother said, regardless of all the medicines that the doctor gave you, you take these prunes and you snack on them when you want a snack. And I thank God for them them prunes, because, boy, I tell you, all of them kidney stones are gone.
Thank God.
In Jesus' name. And I just thank God for that. I spent $80 on my medications, and then none of them work. But my mom told me to go and get some prunes for $3.69 at Myers. And I went and got them prunes, and boy, I feel a heck of a lot better. And I just thank the Lord for delivering me. Praise his holy name.
My God, my God. Oh, my God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let me interrupt just a moment, Brandon Spiel. You know, Brother Ronnie, you reminded me to do something. Amen. I meant some time ago, maybe a month and a half, 2 months ago, to have a prayer line about home remedies.
Oh, yes.
And it just reminded me. I'm going to do that maybe sometime this week or next week for sure.
Well, I'll be there.
All right. Yeah. All right. Go ahead, Ambassador Pill. Go ahead.
Oh, we praise God for that, too. You know, that is beautiful. Home remedies work, though.
Yes.
They work. Oh, I remember when my mother used to make us shuck tea. Boy, we had a tummy ache, belly ache. She would make us shuck tea. And she'd put a little turpentine in it and tissue antiseptic and different and lemon juice and stuff. And instantly the pain would leave. And I would wonder, and one of my relatives broke her collarbone. My mother made a brace for her collarbone and took her hand and pushed the bone back into place, and we heard it said, like, clicker. I mean, you know, our parents were like doctors. And in their little business, we didn't have a business, but they were like lawyers. And they encouraged all of us to grow up and be business-minded. Learn how to prepare for your family. Learn how to take care of your family through home remedies. Sometimes these doctors don't know what to do, but God does. Oh, now we're going to hear another praise report on this beautiful
God bless
line
you.
This morning.
God bless you, and good morning. Good morning, Ambassador Pfeiffer from Kentucky. Praising God all day. I tell you, what a day, what a day, what a day. I hear it's raining practically all over. Everywhere I talk to someone, it's raining, and the rain is giving them a lot of rest in their body. Amen. And causing them to sleep and oversleep. But I just praise God, because even in the rain, God gives us peace, and he allows the body to relax according to what he does on earth. And I'm thankful to God right now for how he blessed in our service on yesterday. The Lord moves in mighty, mighty, miraculous ways in our service. Every Sunday, our services, we don't just have service, we have a revival. Hallelujah. And I'm just praising God for his many miracles and blessings. God comes through. He work it out no matter what. So many people are having depressions and different ailments, but the Lord is delivering. And it's marvelous to see how God is working in others' lives. Not just my life, but in others' lives. And so many, many things God has done over this weekend. And I praise God for it. Thank God for Brother Richardson there talking about the gallstone. And you know, a lot of times, if we just reach back and remember what Mama said, amen. I was telling someone on yesterday how Mother Johnson had written the book, and I was quoting her and telling them, this is what the Lord said. You better listen. You better listen. So this is what Mama said. You better listen. So praise God for the home remedies. And sometimes all we have to do is just reach back and remember. And it will save us so much expense. Money that we pay for medication now, we could give it for an offering, give it for tithing. And sometimes the enemy snatches it out of our hands just because we are not in the will of God. We are seeking relief, but we are seeking it in all the wrong places. But God bless you, Brother Richardson, and I know you have joy, and you've been blessed by the Lord already. So God bless everyone on this First Fruit Prayer Line, our Chief Ambassador, Ambassador Betty, Mother Johnson, and our praise leader this morning, Ambassador-elect Evangelist Peel. So praising God all day for what he is doing. It is marvelous. Hallelujah in my eyesight. And I'm blessing his name. God bless you. Back into your hands, Evangelist Peel.
Oh, we thank you, Ambassador, Pastor, Evangelist, all of the above. We are grateful for that report this morning. At this time, another praise report.
This is Sister Lucille, and I want to first give honor to God, all the saints on this prayer line. I truly thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. I thank the Lord for a nice Christmas. I cooked dinner for my aunties and my children, and then later my daughter, my oldest daughter, she came over and joined us. And I thank the Lord for that, because I hadn't seen her in a while. And then also I thank the Lord that my children got a chance, my last three children, they got a chance to spend Christmas with their dad. So I thank the Lord for that. And I'm asking the saints to continue to pray my strength in the Lord. God bless you.
God bless you, Sister Lucille. At this time, another praise report.
God bless you this morning, just as elect Mother Wilson. I thank God for on Christmas and on yesterday and all the other days. I'm grateful how the Lord blessed me to be able to cook, and how he blessed my children. The one that came down for Christmas, Dr. Diggs and her husband, we enjoyed them very much. And the one that was here, Sister Christopher, and also my daughter Renee and her son, their son. It was just wonderful. And I thank the Lord for blessing me and my husband to have a wonderful Christmas And we are looking forward to a happy new year. God bless everyone on the prayer line. God bless you.
God bless you, too. And we're going to move right along with another praise report.
Amen. Praise God. This is Ambassador-elect Johnson in Texas. I praise God for another day that he's allowed me to see. Be clothed in my right mind with activities of my limbs. Truly, I thank God for his renewed mercy that was given on today. I thank God for how he just blessed us through the holidays. I thank God for a Christmas that our family was able to come together, love one another. God gave us peace. I thank the Lord that we had our Christmas dinner at my mom's house, Missionary McNally, and she was in good health, feeling good. God blessed her through the day. And also I had my husband home with us. And I am so grateful for that. He was able to stay about 3 hours with us. And the Lord, that is a miracle in itself. I just remember some times when he wasn't able to come, but God bless him to come from Thanksgiving holiday and now for Christmas. And I'm so grateful. Thank God for all of his many blessings, for giving his son to die on the cross for us. And I just thank the Lord for everything. I know it's in him that miracles happen. And I'm asking you all to continue to pray for me.
Praise the Lord, Ambassador-elect Johnson from Texas. We're grateful for that report. Yes, at this time, another praise report.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Sister Cobb in Texas, 713. And I want to thank the Lord for seeing another Monday. Oh, God is so good. Oh, he's so kind and he's so loving. I had the most beautiful Christmas. I had not been with my son in years, and it was such a blessing to be with my son and his fiance. And my son told me, Mama, you don't have to cook a thing. Just tell me what to do, and I'll cook Christmas for you. And he did, and it was just so wonderful and beautiful. So I just thank the Lord for this prayer line and everybody on this prayer line. And y'all continue to pray for us because God is doing a magnificent work in our lives. Thank you all, and God bless you.
Oh, God bless you, too. It's a beautiful thing for the family to unite together. Woo, special children helping their parents. At this time, another praise report. Since there are no more praise reports, oh, did I hear someone?
Yes, good morning. This is Sister Carolyn from Georgia. The Lord has been good to me and my family down through the years. The adversary tried to snatch our joy for Christmas, but God came right in and he took care of the whole situation. I had two things that was going on just Christmas Eve, the day before Christmas. My son was in a physical. He was confronted in physical altercation on his job, but the Lord protected him, and he came out with just a bruised eye. Also, my basement was flooded out. We was trying to get the water out. It was like 6 inches deep. I mean, you could just walk in it just like a river. And we went to the rental place to try to rent equipment so we could try to get the water out. And this nice, quiet voice came to me and said, ma'am, he said, I'll get the water out for you. And I turned around and I looked and I said, what? He said, yes, ma'am, I'll get that water out for you. And I said, well, how much would you charge me? And he said, ma'am, whatever you want to pay me. So that was the Lord, and I just thanked him at that time. So in spite of what was going on, we had a Merry Christmas, and I just thanked the Lord because I know it was the Lord that was moving in our lives, and I just wanted to share that testimony.
Oh, sister, what a beautiful report. Out of all of the struggles and the difficulties, you ended up having a beautiful Christmas. God bless you. At this time, anyone else? Well, at this time, I'm going to give it back into the hands of our chief ambassador, apostle, evangelist, all the above and more.
Chief Ambassador Johnson.
God bless you so much. Bernard is good. Amen. Brother Johnson, God bless you. Ambassador Peel, Ambassador-elect, we just thank God for you. Amen. You did a marvelous job, and you do a marvelous job also on the youth prayer line. Thank God, I hear you. And to all of you this morning, these are wonderful praise reports. I tell you, I enjoy Christmas this year in a bountiful, bountiful way, I tell you. And my enjoyment, it started the Sunday before Christmas when we had this Christmas gala. Amen. And it was just so marvelous. Yeah. We had dinner for hundreds of people, and we gave out hundreds of toys just as a Christmas present for the Lord. Amen. And then so many other things happened. But on Christmas Day, my enjoyment and Lady Betty's enjoyment is that we both were able to have Christmas dinner with Mother Andy Johnson. Amen. We just sit at the at her feet, amen, there at the end of her bed and just watched her, just talked to her and watched her. She wasn't talking much that day, but we prayed for her. And but since then, oh my God, the Holy Ghost has turned things around. She's just talking now. She knows everybody, and she's just doing marvelous, marvelous. And so we had a great, great, great Christmas. I'll tell you, it's a wonderful thing, and I realize it now, to be able to spend time with your mother. Amen. She is 95. I'd be 96 in a couple months. It's just a one of those who have your mother. You know, you have to treasure that. It's a great, 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 great blessing. And so we had dinner with her. That made our Christmas. That was it. So many others came over to the house, 40 or 50, maybe 60. People came over to the house just to say hello to Mother Johnson and to have dinner there. It was beautiful. God bless you. Is there anybody else who wants to give your praise report? If so, it's still open to you. Amen. The line is open to you. Anybody else? Thank you.
This is Evangelist Palmer, and I want to say good morning to everyone, and God's blessings be with you. 913 area code, but I'm in the 515 area.
Why don't you take it off a speakerphone? That would be better.
All right. Hello, can you hear me all right now?
Yes, ma'am. Wonderful, wonderful.
It's to the place that I want to give a praise report concerning God's blessings on Christmas. I was blessed to have dinner with the family again, and I thank and praise God for that. This is the part of the family that I had not had an opportunity to meet down through my childhood or adulthood, but now God is blessing me to come in contact with my family members on my mom's side. So I thank and praise God, because on Thanksgiving, I was wanting so severely to be in the presence of people that were thanking God, because it's not about the food. It was about giving thanks to God. And no one wanted to thank and praise the Lord. So I just went and isolated off to myself and thanked him. But God brought forth the blessing of a makeup on the Christmas holiday. And it was, I didn't count the time, but it felt like it was an hour of nothing but just praise report after praise report and the goodness of God. And I just thank and praise him for that victory and for the prayer requests that were gathered at the. And so I thank and praise God for all he done, because after I was standing on the bus stop and almost got hit by a car because it had a wreck, I was just in a position where I felt like in my spirit God had brought me up to another level, that anybody that didn't want to praise him, there was something that they just had need to grow into the spiritual strength in God and the anointing and awareness of how good God is. So it was to the place one other member of the family began to share with me about the goodness of God, and we were blessed to continue to listen to reports as about what he'd done and how his gifts were at work within, and to just have a good time in the Lord. And I thank and praise God for that. And to God be the glory.
To God be the glory. I was so blessed when you said when they didn't want to, give him praise and all that, you just find you a place by yourself. You know, sometimes we have to praise him all alone. But we're not all alone. He's always there. My God. Now, give me your name. Who is that who gave that praise report?
Evangelist Palmer.
From where?
From Iowa. I'm in Iowa, but I still have my 913 error code through the telephone company from Walmart.
My God. God bless you, Evangelist Palmer. My God. That's a wonderful praise report. And we thank God for you. Is there anybody else? All right. Let's move on this morning. Amen. And we're going to have time to receive prayer requests. I just want to tell you, God spoke to my heart. She mentioned praise just a moment ago. And God spoke to my heart, and he has led me to add something new to our prayer line for 2016. Amen. I'm going to be telling you more about it. I need a little bit more time to do it on tomorrow. But I'll share it with you tomorrow and see if we can demonstrate what God said do. Amen. He wants you to be bountifully blessed. This is going to be something that's going to bless you all year long. Amen. That's what God wants. He wants you to be blessed all year long. I hope you're there to hear what I'm talking about on tomorrow. You know, I'm not 25 anymore. Some of y'all remind me about it. If I forget it, amen, I plan to remember it. Amen. But I want to tell you about it tomorrow. Something that God gave me for us to do on the prayer line. And we'll, if possible, we'll try to do it every day. I mean, it won't take but about a minute or two, maybe a couple minutes to do this. It's something additional to what we're doing now. And thank God for it. All right. God bless you. Get ready. We're going to receive your prayer request and get prayer for you. Amen. God is a prayer-answering God. All right. I'm going to ask Sister Lucille, you can do that. Are you there? Can you give a prayer request and ask for other prayer requests? Are you there, Sister Lucille? All right. Mother Digby, are you there?
Pastor.
Oh, there you are. All right, go ahead. Mother Lucille?
Yes, sir. You want me to give a prayer request?
Why don't you give a prayer request if you have one?
Oh, okay.
And I want to get some people also prepared to pray. Amen. If you all would be prepared to pray this morning, Mother Wilson, amen. I want you, if you would, be prepared to pray. And Evangelist, Master Leck Teal, be prepared to pray. And I'm going to go down to, what is it, Alabama, Louisiana, Ernestine Johnson. Be prepared to pray. Amen. Go ahead, Evangelist. Oh, no, you're not Evangelist, but go ahead, Sister Lucille. Go ahead.
Okay, this is Sister Lucille, and I have a prayer request. My prayer request is that the saints pray for, I'm asking the saints to pray for my children's father. His name is Eddie Cook, and also I have an unspoken request. God bless you. If there's any more prayer requests, the line is open to you. God bless you.
Good morning. This is Ambassador-elect Mother Digby. I'd like to request prayer for my eyes and for my ears. I notice my hearing is not as well. I keep missing things, and I can tell I miss things because people around me, you know, they hear it, and sometimes they repeat it for me, but I want to request prayer for my hearing.
Are there any more prayer requests?
Hey, amen. This is Brother Ronnie again. I just want to pray for all the injustice in different cities, especially in Chicago, Illinois, because there's a lot of injustice going on right now.
Are there any more prayer requests at this moment?
Amen. This is Ambassador Lake Johnson in Texas. I'm asking the saints to pray for my sister-in-law's brother. On Christmas Eve, he was in a three-car accident, and he was pinned under his SUV, and they had to cut him out. So he has a lot of injuries, and his name is Joe Willie. So I'm asked that you would pray for him for his recovery. I thank God for sparing his life, and but I'm asking for the Lord to touch and heal him through his recovery, as well as I'm asking prayer for my granddaughter, Kiara. She's having headaches, bad headaches, asking God to heal her from those headaches.
Why don't we take those three, Brother Ronnie?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we take those prayer requests so far?
Yeah.
And then Sister Lucille wants prayer for Eddie Cook. Amen. Then she wants prayer for her unspoken prayer request. And Mother Digby, she wants prayer for her eyes and ears. And Brother Ronnie, you requested prayer for all the unjust things that have been done across the country. Mm-hmm. Amen. So many unjust things. Amen. And then Ambassador-elect Johnson, she asked for prayer for her, for Brother Joe Willie. Well, let's say it like that. And Tierra, her granddaughter. Okay, for Brother Joe Willie and Tierra. So take those, or Brother Ronnie, and see who will pray for those persons.
Amen, amen. From the last to the first. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray right now for Joe Willie, Lord. He's been in an accident, Lord. Father, we thank you for sparing his life, Lord. Father, whatever the condition that he's in right now, Lord, we ask that you just be with him, Lord. Just look after him, Lord. All the pains and moans and groans that he have, Lord, come to his aid right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. You desire for us to prosper, Lord, and be in good health, Lord. Father, we ask that you bring his health back into the forefront right now, Lord. Father, let salvation come out of this right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Touch him and his whole life, Lord, right now, Lord, from head to toe, Lord. Father, we're lifting up Taria right now, Lord. She's having a lot of headaches, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask you to bless her, Lord.
Yes, God.
Lord, whatever the doctor said, Lord, her condition, Lord, whatever she's going through right now, God, you know her, Lord. You know the whole body, Lord. We just thank you right now, Lord, for coming to her aid right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, and just doing it for her right now, Lord. Right now, whatever pain that she's experiencing right now, Lord, let it all come to an ease right now, Lord. And whatever the cause is, Lord, we just bind it up by the root, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we command it to go, Lord, in Jesus' name. Father, we're lifting up the city of Chicago right now, Lord, and all other major cities, Lord, right now, God. Father, we praying for all the injustice that's going on in the name of Jesus, Lord, with the police, Lord, with all the mayors and all the different council, Lord, how they communicate with the people in the land, Lord, in the cities, God. We pray that that you would avail this situation, God. You be right in the middle of this situation, God, Lord. And we ask that in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you come to a rescue right now, Lord. Settle with the Lord right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, it's not fair, Lord. Whatever the situation is, Lord, let us keep a clear mind, Lord, a clear objective, Lord, on both parties, Lord. All parties, Lord, the people in the land and also the police department, Lord, we ask you to bless them, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, we're lifting up Mother, I'll forget her, I didn't write her name down, I'm sorry. Praise the Lord, it's for our eyes, Lord. Whatever the situation is, God, you know it, God. Oh, God. Mother Bigby, Lord. Just bless her, Lord. Bless her right now, God. Oh, God, Lord, bring her sight back, Lord. Bring her vision back, Lord. Correct it, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. You can do it, God. You can straighten it out, God. You can have her to have perfect vision, Lord. 20/20, God, right now, God. Oh, God, you made the entire body, Lord, from head to toe, God, and we thank you right now, God. You created her, God. Oh, God, do it for her right now, God. Yes, God, perfect sight come to her, Lord, right now, God. Whatever it is, God, we bind the enemy at the roots, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We command them to loose the eyes, Lord, right now. Let her see straight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Beautiful, beautiful. God bless
you.
Amen, Lord. We also lift up Sister Lucille.
Yes.
And her request, Brother Eddie Cook. In the name of the Lord, save the man. As never before. Give him a ministry to be used for your glory and for your service. I pray for the unspoken request.
Yes.
God, you bless and give her heart's desires.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, we praise you and we thank you for this. In advance, we give you the glory. Sister Tierra, oh, God, look on her.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless the Lord. We give you the glory. Thank you. And Joe Willie. Help him, Lord. Now, God, we lift these names up to you and know that you're going to bless all of them. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Go ahead, Brother Ronnie. Anybody else?
Are there any more prayer requests?
If anybody else got a prayer request, now is your time.
Yes. Good morning. Good morning. This is Ambassador-elect Johnson in Bronx, New York. I'd just like to say good morning to each and everyone. I'm requesting prayer for my dad, who is 96 years old. He lives in Chicago, Elder Richard Johnson. And I'm asking prayer for my church mother, Mother Vicki Smith, who has a profuse cough. It's like she just coughed profusely. And my dad has been diagnosed with colon cancer. But he said 96, he can't let them operate on him. So I'm requesting prayer for him and for a young lady that was rushed to the hospital yesterday with chest pains. I think she's in her 30s. Her name is Marsha Kopich. And I'm requesting prayer for myself.
Amen.
Thank you.
Good morning. Sister Lucille, this is Kansas City. Good morning to everyone. I want to request prayer for the people in Garland, Texas that were involved in the tornado. Also, the people that are having to deal with the flooding in the St. Louis area. And keep my family in prayer.
Go ahead, Brother Ronnie.
Amen. If we want to have someone to pray for the two individuals regarding colon cancer and hello, I got an echo here. I don't know what is it.
Don't let it bother you. Just go ahead.
Regarding colon cancer, also in the victims in Galveston, Galveston, Texas?
Garland.
Garlington, Texas. I'm sorry.
Garland.
Garland, Texas.
The Dallas area.
Thank you.
If anybody willing to pray for that, anybody on the line that's willing to pray for that.
God bless you. This is Mother Wilson. Can you hear me?
Amen.
Can. Go ahead, Mother.
God bless you, and I thank the Lord for the requests. Excuse me. And I hope I have everybody's name. Father, in the name of Jesus, We thank you this morning how you have blessed us to come through the storms and through the rains of our lives and whatever has been. And we ask you